Tuesday morning. Unforgettable, us men. Us men want to be unforgettable to you ladies.
Oh, check that out.
We found an article on the printer, Rossi and I. We want to know, us men, we want to know,
yeah,
is it legit? You girls look for a smile. In that, when you look at a guy, you want to know the shoes he's wearing. You've got to make sure he smells good. Make sure the nails are done.
Yeah.
Like they're not all scrawny nails. The way he walks, the voice.
It's very important. It is ladies' night tonight as well. So us men need to get, you know, educated before we go out for you ladies tonight.
Now, Chris, these are things that the first thing that we notice, right?
Yeah, that's what we're sort of first thing talking about. Shelly, what do you want? Like, what do women want? That's what us men. What is it? What do you look for, Shel?
Good morning, everyone. Yeah, I was just listening to your conversation, and I'm in traffic, so I was like, yeah, not really. And so to go, yeah, but the moment when you talk to the guy, you have a sense of humor. And then when you start your conversation, of course, that's where you click. And of course, the interest that both of you have.
Sense of humor is a good one.
Mm.
But if he's got like really bad like nails and teeth, you may not even give him
that
a chance to get that sense of humor through.
It's true.
Well, you would like to see that, but of course you don't want to judge that like on, okay, maybe he didn't have the time to cut his nails or stuff like that.
Shelly's very nice.
I like it. All right, I like that. Hey, Bianca, morning. How are you?
Good, thanks. And you?
Good. What's the first thing you look for in a guy, or like the first thing you notice sort of?
So as soon as he smiles and his teeth are clean, then it's a bit of hygiene. But if he smiles and you can see the, pre-stage food or something stuck in there, or not, it's such a turn-off.
I get you. I get you. But listen, if it's tabbouleh, because that parsley is so hard to get out of the corner of your teeth, all right? Just remember that.
It doesn't matter. Brush your teeth.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So put that down. We'll put that down. Clean teeth. I want to go to Sally here.
Okay.
Sally. Sally, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
So what don't you like about a guy? What don't you like?
So see, everything that you said is absolutely correct. Like, so I always look at these.
The teeth, but the shoes, the smell, the nails, the voice, all that,
especially the nails.
Yep.
But one thing that I've recently started to notice is the beard. Like, some people look awesome with beards, like with the long, long beards.
Okay.
And some people, it doesn't suit them. Like, guys need to understand that beards are not for everyone.
Okay, so you're saying beards are pretty much in fashion sort of these days.
It's like the hipster thing to do.
It is. Grow a good beard, have it. You're just saying some guys, it just doesn't look good. Don't do it.
Yeah, so I've met a lot of people recently with, like, those very messy beards, and they grow them very, very long. And it's like, you don't need that beard. You look so handsome without it. You just don't need it. Lose it.
All right, fair enough. Beard, you don't need a beard, boys. You don't need a beard. All right, fair enough. Hey, Farah, quickly, what's yours? What do you look for?
Two things. Yep. Well, many, many things, but two things that haven't been mentioned.
Yeah.
Eyes.
Okay, so the eyes of a guy. You want the eyes.
Nice.
He's got to have nice eyes.
Yeah.
He's got to have nice, kind eyes, though, because he can have nice eyes, but he can look cocky.
Yeah, I get that.
I get you, yeah. Mm.
And broad shoulders.
Broad shoulders.
Yeah, sort of my description there.
Yeah. He doesn't have broad shoulders.
I've got nice, kind eyes. I've had that told to me a few times.
You do have kind eyes.
And I've got big shoulders.
I don't know about that.
Big shoulder. Your hips are bigger than your shoulders.
Virgin Radio Time Saver Traffic.